software for Adelaide and South Australia. These are today's headlines from The Advertiser. Adelaide was on the cusp of snatching the Formula One Grand Prix back from Melbourne under a secret plot by Premier Peter Malinauskas, thwarted only by an unfortunate case of ill timing. The Advertiser can reveal Mr. Malinauskas was in secret talks with the highest levels of F1 management in an audacious attempt to return the Grand Prix to the streets of Adelaide as the contract ran out in Victoria. The behind-the-scenes plot, about which only the Premier's closest advisers knew, involved 4 a.m. phone calls with contacts in London, including an F1 legend who raced the Adelaide street circuit in the dawn of his career. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to The Advertiser at advertiser.com.au or download the app at your app store. The police resourcing crisis has boiled over with an emergency meeting of police union workplace delegates called to discuss its impact on rank and file officers amid fears public safety could be put at risk. Alarmingly, senior officers and the police union have revealed serious manpower shortages on some shifts are resulting in many taskings, including two domestic violence incidents, being put on hold. In some instances, callers wait up to an hour for police to attend, while taskings to other incidents, such as a house break-in, are delayed longer. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Don't worry, South Australia, the big rocking horse is not going anywhere. Owner Franz Goose said his phone had been ringing off the hook with people concerned the SA icon was headed to the Great Wall of China. The concern came after an April Fool's Day joke ran in the Advertiser on April 1, saying the rocking horse would be sold to a Beijing-based conglomerate and mounted on one of the seven wonders of the world. And in sport, Kyle Chalmers unleashed one of the fastest splits in history to give Australia a surprise silver medal in the men's 4x100m freestyle relay at the World Championships on Saturday. Chalmers, the 2016 Rio Olympic champion, was a long shot to even make the Australian team after coming out of shoulder surgery less than 3 months ago. But just as he has done throughout his career, the South Australian defied all the doubters with a stunning anchor leg swim timed at 46.6 seconds to give the Aussies silver behind the US. Those are your headlines from The Advertiser. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at advertiser.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall, so it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.